Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh, the third baseman, John Croner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Croner reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Croner scores. Whitehill moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitehill moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham strikes out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Almada reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Solters bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Solters trying to get to third. Almada throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Solters for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kroner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Jack Wilson now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. Kroner moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Farrell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Farrell. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hale takes first base on ball 4. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Mills reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. One out. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Mel Almada. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mills scores. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro now playing left field. Buster Mills now playing right field. Archie McCain now pitching. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Solters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles pinch hits for Archie McCain. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desodles moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Desodles moves to third. D'Alessandro moves to second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Desodles scores. D'Alessandro scores. Kramer moves to third. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Cronin steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Roy Hughes pinch runs for Hal Trosky. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hughes moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hale is walked intentionally. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan now playing first base. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mills hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing bunts towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ostermueller for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer strikes out. Pitlock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kramer out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Soltis is walked intentionally. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oster Mueller throws to second for 1, and Cronin throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Averill scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.